For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has plowed through two communities, burning hundreds of homes. Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
A slow-moving flood. You know, nothing stops it, and the direction it goes, it just keeps continuing its march to the ocean. The last report I got is like 0.7 of a mile into the ocean.
In Guatemala, at least 72 people have died after the volcano of fire erupted. Mandatory evacuation orders came only a few hours after the mountain roared to life, leaving very little time to flee.
My mother's house was buried with my entire family inside. My three sons, two daughters, and my grandson. My mother, my sisters, my nieces and nephews. I went to a bridge nearby to get help. I said the lava was coming back, and they didn't listen to me.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Members of the Senate won't get much of a summer vacation. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I've canceled the August recess. We have a lot of important work to do.
McConnell blames Democratic foot-dragging on the president's nominees, but keeping the Senate in session keeps vulnerable Democrats off the campaign trail. A government report says Medicare and Social Security are on shakier financial ground. Medicare is now projected to run out of money in 2026, which is 3 years earlier than projected, with Social Security to follow in 2034. Here's Max Richman with the National Committee to Conserve Social Security and Medicare, saying he doesn't know what's behind the changes, but he does think payroll taxes could help fix the problem.
This is not a time to be cutting benefits, whether it's Social Security benefits or Medicare benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A hearing will be held next week to determine whether the bail terms for former top Trump campaign official Paul Manafort should be changed. Prosecutors claim Manafort repeatedly contacted two people who worked for him. Manafort and a confidant asked them to make the, quote, materially false claim that he had lobbied on behalf of pro-Russian Ukrainian politicians only in Europe, when investigators say, in fact, he had lobbied the U.S. Congress for those Ukrainian politicians from 2011 to 2013. Manafort is under house arrest on a $10 million unsecured bond, but prosecutors want him behind bars while he awaits trial. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos told a Senate panel that the newly created Federal Commission on School Safety would not study gun violence in schools. The commission, created in March, weeks after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, is headed by DeVos to provide recommendations on how to keep schools safe. An Education Department spokeswoman, Liz Hill, told the New York Times that the committee is focusing its attention on the matters that the president asked it to consider. Bob Ferris, a spokesman for the National Association of Secondary School Principals, called DeVos's testimony farcical. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.